Shalom to all. Today we're learning with Sachs Kalim Perik Zayin Mishnah Vav and Perik Ches Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah we learn with Chos Asur Bas Rachel Shishi Bizeh Chedafan Ruziva Kago and Big Kar of Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah we had learned that of their feet that are Mashoch Min HaKira, they're pulled a little bit away from the Kira. Basically, there's a little bit of an arm sticking out of the bottom of the Kira, if you will, and then that's where the feet are. So the part of the feet that are within three finger breaths of the Kira, they're Matame Ba'avir. They're part of the Kira. So the question over here is now, Ketzam Sharonai Son, how do we estimate that area? It's not the entire circular area that's covered by those first three finger breaths of the feet. Rather, it's actually shaped like a triangle. So how do we do that? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, Noisen es akana b'neihem, a ruler, that's what akana is. This ruler is placed in between them, min akana v'lchotz tahar, from the ruler and outside of it is tahar, min akana v'lfanim, kai makana, tame, from the ruler and inside, and the place that the ruler is itself as well, that area is tame, and again, as we had said, that's shaped like a triangle connecting these three feet. It's only that area which is considered part of the kira, and it's asking me tame ba'avir. Now moving on to Parak Chas Mishnah Aleph. Now we have learned that a source of Toma, for example, a dead charis, which isn't even just the airspace of a kli charis, is metame it and everything inside. Now, based off of the pasuk, the din is that only the kli itself and food or drink that's inside become tame. However, another kli that's inside it does not become tame. So we discussed a number of these details. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Hatano shechatzotzoi ben asarim abi riyos. With this oven's kli charis, that was divided into two with boards or with curtains, meaning placed boards inside of it, dividing it into two, and it could be that those boards even came outside the oven. So you're looking from the top, and it looks like two separate ovens. However, that's not considered chatzitza. That's not a divider, and really it's considered all one oven. Therefore, nimsa sharetz b'makam echad hakol tamei. If there's a sharetz found in one of these sections, everything is tamei because it's not really considered a divider. Now, what about the following? Kaveres pechusa upakuka bekash. We have a kaveres, which is basically a wicker basket, that it's pachos, meaning it had a hole in it, and that renders it not a kli anymore, as we already know from earlier prakim, that if a kli has a large enough hole in it, so it's not considered a kli anymore, so it had this hole in it. However, it was pakuk, that hole was plugged up with straw, umishul shelus navira tanur, and was lowered into the airspace of the tanur. Now, the main opening of this kaveris, of this wicker basket, was either above the entrance of the oven, or it was even with it, meaning it wasn't totally inside the oven. Still, hasharetz b'seicha, if there's a sharetz inside this wicker basket, hatanur tamei, the oven and everything inside is tamei, and by the same token, hasharetz b'tanur, if the sharetz is inside the tanur, eichlan shebseicha tamein, food that's inside the kaveris is tamei. That's because, as we said before, this kaveris is not considered a kli, since it has a hole in it. For all intents and purposes, it's really considered part of the oven. However, Reb Lezer Metaher, Reb Lezer is Metaher. If the sharetz is inside the basket, so food inside the oven is tahar, and if the sharetz is in the oven, so food inside the basket is tahar. And Reb Lezer, he explains himself, why is this? Because imitzila b'meis hachamor, if such a thing will save, it will prevent toma from going into it. When we're dealing with toma's mace, which is much more chamor, namely if we have a mace inside of a room, and there's this basket that has a hole in it that's plugged up with straw, and the opening of that basket is outside the room, there's food inside the basket, it does not become tamei. That's what we mean by hitzila. It's saved. Shouldn't we say for sure that this also causes the food to be saved when we're dealing with the kli charis, which is a much lighter type of tuma? However, Amrulai, the Chum told him, if you want to say that, which is true, whether by the case of the mace, when we have a corpse inside of a room, the food inside this basket is saved. That's only because shekein chalken oilim, when we're dealing with an oil, we're just going to translate that as a room. When we have a room that there's a mace inside of it, and everything inside the room becomes tamei, still we could be chaylik. We can split that room in half. If we have a divider that goes from floor to ceiling that actually divides the room in half, and now only that which is in the same side as the mace is going to be tamei, but not anything that's on the other side. And that's why, again, in the case of the basket, we're also makel. But tatzel b'kli charis hakal, do you want to say the same thing is going to apply to kli charis, which is more makel? She'ein chalken kli charis. As we said in the beginning of this Mishnah, a kli charis, an earthenware kli, can't be divided into two, even if you put boards in it, whatever it is, you try to consider it two separate kalim, that doesn't count, and therefore this kaveres, this basket, which as we had said anyway, has a hole in it, and it's not really considered a basket, is not going to save the food that's either inside the oven or that's inside the basket. Now we're going to stop here for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.